Welcome to our webinar, Finding a Way to Find the Time for Writing Your Book. Let's see what we've covered so far. We have laid our foundation. We have discovered why we are writing our book, who we are wanting to reach, our unique audience, and what we want to say. We've touched on writing our outline, establishing our chapters and chapter titles. We've written a rough draft of the introduction, and we've even planned a possible book title and cover. All of that constitutes a big, strong foundation for our books. And after the bare bones of the outline, we learned some research techniques and ideas for adding depth to our writing. Then we discussed the importance of painting pictures and telling stories to enhance our effectiveness. We also learned that using words which show action or power, or both, motivate people more than just ordinary words. We've learned that our writing is more significant if we speak in a language that our readers can understand. We want to use their jargon, use words which register with them. By now, many people are somewhat behind on doing all of this, and if that's you, don't be discouraged. That's okay. Writing a book is a huge project, and you will have that book with you the rest of your life. So you set the pace for yourself and don't compare the speed of your journey with that of another. Your pace is what works for you. In this session, we're going to take a look at one of the biggest problems all of us face as writers, the time factor. That is, not enough of it seems. Unless your primary job is writing, trying to find the time to complete a project of this size can be daunting. It seems that our lives are so busy, between work, family, church, and all of the obligations which come from these and other sources, we are often exhausted at the end of the day and can't imagine carving out any writing time. As we fall into bed, we may say, "Maybe tomorrow," and we all know about that proverbial tomorrow. It never comes. Yet though there are many who, for lack of time, never get their books written, there are many others who push through the challenges and find a way. That's who we want to be. We want to be those who push through the challenges and do it. So that's why we're going to talk about finding a way to find the time for writing. A system, a method, a plan that works for you. When you have a plan, you can just put it on your schedule and do it. We don't have to think about whether we're going to write if we have a plan. We just do it. Not every successful writer uses the same system, so look at me, with me at some plans which work for some very successful writers and see if you identify with any of these. One writer I know is a master at writing tons of content, and his system is simple. Write something every day. Every morning, after a cup of coffee and prayer, Jake heads for his writing spot and starts writing. He doesn't wait for lots of inspiration, but just starts writing whatever comes to mind. He writes at least 500 words every day in this way. Now, if you take this idea and fine-tune it to writing a book, this could work very well. Jake does this every day, 7 days a week, wherever he is. Whatever he is doing, his early morning writing time is almost sacred. He always slips that into his schedule. Now, 500 words doesn't sound like much, but if you multiply this out by 365, you have 182,000 words a year. That's equivalent to 608 pages or 3 200-page books. So you can see that this method turns out to produce lots of material. Now, with the Write Something Every Day system, many of these pieces of writing will be rough drafts, unpolished, unedited thoughts. You're just putting down what you think. And when you're writing an actual book, you will want to include additional editing, but you can use some of your writing time slots to rework what you have already written. You can also include some time slots rethinking what you have written, looking for places to add stories, paint pictures, and maximize your wording. The point I'm making here is that accomplishing a little every day can accomplish a lot in the end. If you are diligent to follow through each day, maybe an hour a day. Now, Jake has thousands of articles published on ezinearticles.com, and some of the articles, which have been there for years, still are bringing in clients and cash. Now, the second system is what I call the pull yourself away and get it done method. Jimmy D. Brown is someone who recommends such a method to his clients. Jimmy D. Brown has had a thriving internet business since the earliest days of the internet. Back in the day when there was very little software and you had to code everything yourself. Also, back in the day when email was just getting started and people were actually excited to receive an email. It made them feel special. Really, believe it or not, there was that day. But from that day until now, Jimmy has been ultra successful online, teaching thousands how to grow their online businesses. In the process, he's designed many courses, which have required lots of writing. Jimmy was one of the first highly successful people in internet marketing, and needless to say, he has lots of wisdom for the rest of us. In the pull yourself away method, Jimmy rents a room in a nearby hotel and spends the night, at least one, maybe more. While there, he doesn't answer the phone or check email. He doesn't go out for meals, but has all of his meals in the room by using room service or eating the snacks he's brought. And he stays focused. He works sometimes into the wee hours of the morning. For Jimmy, this method has helped him produce the many courses and articles which he has written over the years. He likes to go into his zone and produce in volume. Often he has come out of one of those sessions with an entire course, which could take months to produce, ready to go with just a few tweaks. That intense method works for him. When he is away from a normal work or family life, his entire focus is on what he is producing. Now, I have bought quite a few of Jimmy's courses, and they're always filled with great information and written in a very professional way. He does great work. That pull yourself away method is definitely one to consider if you're a person who has the capacity for intense concentration over long periods of time. Now, you don't have to rent a room to do this. You can go into your office or another quiet place in your house. You can put a do not disturb sign on your door and turn off your cell phone. Then stay there until you have accomplished what you have set out to do. So now, let's take a look at a third method. I call it the in-between method. This name is appropriate for at least two reasons. One reason is that this method is in between the other two methods we have discussed, the small amounts of time every day and the huge amounts of time every couple of weeks or a month. But this method requires finding 1 or 2 hour slots several times a week and writing during those times. Not only is it in between the other long or short methods, this one consists of time that you find in between all of the other items on your schedule. And this method can work for someone with a very busy schedule. The in-between method requires looking at your schedule, your calendar, and finding where your writing time will fit. Perhaps you want to get up early only 2 days a week. Maybe you can find time on Saturday morning. Maybe on Monday afternoon. You get the point. You begin to be a master of your time. You know that you want to write this book, and the only way it will ever get done will be if you find those throwaway bits of pieces of time and try to make them work on your behalf. I know what a busy schedule is. I have led a very busy life for many years. My husband and I started a church in our home and pastored it for 23 years. During that time, we moved the church twice, first purchasing a small local building and then a block of buildings which had been part of a strip center. A run-down theater became our sanctuary after hours and hours of renovation. We, along with our church family, did almost all of the rebuilding, scraping, painting, etc. It was turned into a beautiful place for our services, but it took a lot of time and effort. During that time, we wanted to reach out to our community to help, so I was on the board of aldermen for several years. And also, my husband and I joined with some other people to start an organization to energize the town with landscaping and commercial growth. I also engaged in many more civic and school activities. And during that time, our family also grew. Now we have 4 grown married children and 14 grandchildren. So you can see that with family, ministry, and other obligations, I was busy. Honestly, during that time, I wasn't good at grasping those moments of possibility for writing. But when I look back, those moments were there even when I didn't see them. I realize that there are times of crisis or life change when not only time but also energy gets depleted. But I am not talking about those seasons in your life. I'm talking about the time when you can find bits and pieces. And almost always you can find those bits and pieces, and maybe you can rearrange your schedule a little to have a big enough block to complete your writing. During the last few years of her life, my husband's mother could no longer stay alone, so she lived alternately with my husband's brother and with us. She was a sweet lady and had a great disposition, and we were happy to have her. However, she could not be left alone, so I had to stay with her for quite a few hours each week. That's when I wrote my first book. I had been thinking about it for several years, but did not think I had the time. The new demands of staying home had actually freed me up to spend some time writing. There were hours when my mother-in-law would be napping, reading, or watching baseball games on TV. Let me be more specific. Times when she would be watching the Atlanta Braves and registering every game in her special notebook, complete with the name of the opposing team, the score, who pitched, and all the statistics. She loved her baseball. Those were my writing times. I had cleared my schedule to stay with her, and that time also allowed me to write my book. A few years later, I thought back to those days. I could have actually cleared some things out of my schedule at any time before that. I just never thought about it. So when you're planning your in-between schedule, take a look at some of the things you could skip for a while, like your weekly bridge game or fishing or golf, or even the days when you volunteer at the library or church. Or maybe you can start carpooling for your children's extra activities, or hire someone to help clean your house for a while. Now, you don't have to quit those extra things forever, of course. We're talking about making room for a special project, your book, for a limited period of time. After you have published your book, you can pick up all of those activities again. I was so happy to finally have my first book published, and you will feel the same. So think about these main 3 methods for finding time. Do you see yourself in any of them? The write something every day system, the pull yourself away and get it done system, and the in-between system. Of course, there are many more ways to find the time for your projects. You might be thinking of some ideas right now, but there are these 3 and many more ways to put your finger on some times which you can use for your book writing. Every person is different. You have to decide what will work for you. Then, too, after you have tried one technique, you might want to switch to another. Besides your own schedule, you need to consider your personality. What are your peak times for performance? When you wake up every morning, do you hit the floor running, ready to conquer the world? If so, you might want to schedule your writing times in the early morning. Maybe you get up a few hours earlier than normal before anyone else is ready. Or are you a person who seems to have a second wind at night when everyone else has faded? Then stay up an extra few hours a couple of times a week. That could be your answer. Some people like to work in large segments of focused, concentrated time. Others prefer smaller chunks on a more routine basis. All of this is your decision. The main point here is that finding a system which works for you will be your way of finding the time. I would like to encourage you to find that time one way or another. Find a plan that works for you and just do it. Now, an important point to consider is that whichever plan you choose doesn't require a lifelong commitment. This is a season, a few months, or a year when you finally hold that beautiful book with your name on the cover. You're going to be so very happy that you did it. It's yours. You have accomplished something which many dream of doing, but very few actually achieve. You have written a book, and it will be with you for the rest of your life. This book will help you gain the trust and confidence of others in your field, and it will be a legacy you can leave to your children and your grandchildren. After this season of hyper-scheduling is over, you will have that tangible reminder of your willingness to rise above the crowd and achieve something which is beyond the norm. You will have done it. You will have found the time. You will have written your book.